Before I put out my family's recycling for pickup, I always go through it just to make sure there aren't things in here that won't actually go anywhere other than the dump. I have no problem with some of it. There's a lot of cardboard. There's a couple aluminum soda cans. In they go. But there's also sort of a variety of paper here, colored newspaper ads, junk mail, magazines, and I'm not so sure that'll be recycled. That's because a major overseas buyer of things we'd really like to see reprocessed and reused has cut back on what it's taking in.
In the broader region and across the country, in fact, around the world, there are a lot of changes that are being driven by what China is doing.
Jackie Lang is communications manager for Waste Management. The corporation operates about 150 recycling centers around the nation, including Juneau's. China announced last year that it was limiting the type of recyclables it would buy and raising contamination standards. Beginning January 1st, it stopped taking mixed paper, including newspapers, magazines, and junk mail.
We're having to stockpile and store this material until we can find markets that are able to accept all of it.
Don Tibbetts is general manager of Republic Services in Washington State. His company collects recyclables from Ketchikan, Sitka, and Petersburg, along with more than 60 other U.S. cities. Republic has found new markets in India, Malaysia, and Vietnam, but those nations don't have as much capacity as China.
Unfortunately, paper degrades rather fast and rather quickly in the natural environment. So after some time of being stored, it degrades to a point where it's just no longer marketable.
Tibbetts says about 3/4 of mixed paper is being recycled and the rest is being thrown away. But that's better than expected. When China first announced its new standards, Republic said mixed paper would likely end up in its South Central Washington landfill. China has also cut back on buying some plastics, but Tibbetts says it's not much of a problem.
Plastics are, in relative terms speaking, they're actually a small portion of the recycle stream. So that amount of material we're still able to move overseas.
China's new rules affect all customers. They've sent recycling wholesalers worldwide searching for new markets, and in some cases, that's driven prices down. That's of concern, especially in the 49th state.
In Southeast Alaska, recycling is a very financially based enterprise.
Carl Hagerman is Petersburg's utility director. He's also been active in a regional organization of cities that barge recycling and garbage south. He says communities sell recyclables to lower that expense.
If the cost to recycle exceeds the cost to ship a solid waste, then it doesn't really pencil out financially, and we may have to look at doing something differently.
While the worldwide market has changed, many collection sites have not. Tibbetts of Republic Services says it's a bad idea to alter recycling habits.
We don't advise that because the consumer curve or learning curve can be very steep. So we don't want to change any practices. We don't know if this is going to be a long-term or a short-term market correction.
Recycling companies do want to see one change. That's less food, liquids, and non-recyclables mixed into the stream. Waste Management calls it wish cycling, and it forces the company to throw out an estimated 1/4 of what its customers recycle. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.